We have a number of people who have appeared on this program, how important transportation is to the Central Ohio economy in particular and the Ohio economy in general. A report that was out earlier this month from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association indicates the state of our infrastructure, especially as it relates to transportation. For example, about 61,000 bridges across this country could use some work. We're going to talk about that and, more importantly, about how bad Ohio Pyle with Chief Economist Dr. Allison Primo Black with the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. And Dr. Black, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be.
Well, you took a look at all 50 states. Let's start right with Ohio. Where do we rank in terms of the state of the bridges across our state?
Well, in Ohio, you all have just over 2,000 bridges, or about 8%, that are classified as structurally deficient, and our report focuses on those bridges. Overall, that's number 11 in the country when you look at the sheer, just the number of bridges, but of course, Ohio has a very big transportation network, and you all actually have just under 27,000 bridges. So when you look at it in terms of the percentage of your bridges that are deficient, you all rank number 32. So, there are just some challenges out there that we see nationwide in terms of these structurally deficient bridges.
I think when you hear that we are 11th, then you hear we're 32 in percentage, it allows us to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief.
Right. In this case, it's good to, when you rank lower on this list. That's a best.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, for example, has 5,000 bridges there. That's right one, I guess, right, in the number of bridges listed as structurally deficient?
They are, both in the number and they're number two this year in terms of the percentage. And there are a number of issues that go into this classified as structurally deficient, but basically what that means is that one of the key elements of the bridge, either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure, is in poor or worse condition.
How do you determine this? Obviously, you are engineers, builders. What sort of testing goes into determining the structural integrity of these tens of thousands of bridges across the country?
This is actually data that is reported by state DOTs and local governments to the Federal Highway Administration. So they collect information from all of the bridge owners about the status of the bridges. And these are basically inspection reports. Most bridges are inspected every 2 years. It could be every year if there are some structural issues. So there are very specific guidelines that apply to each bridge. So this is a good way to get a stock of the nation's inventory of bridges and the conditions, and we've made some incremental progress, but bottom line is state DOTs are doing the best they can, but there really just are not enough resources at all levels of government to make significant progress in addressing the issue.
And the study comes out as Washington debates the Highway Trust Fund, and you are the self-described consensus voice of the transportation design and construction industry on Capitol Hill. So where do you see this debate going? Because we've talked about the infrastructure for years now, but the Highway Trust Fund is the key to maintaining it and improving it, and it seems to be treated as a political football.
It is. Clark, you have hit the nail on the head. There is currently a lack of Congress to really address this issue. What a lot of folks don't realize is that the federal aid program provides funding for over half of all highway and bridge construction activity in the U.S. So through that program and the state DOTs for projects, what happens in Congress in Washington, D.C. is very important to addressing some of these issues and to making the investments we need to help improve our economy and to get freight travel, to increase all of that economic activity. That transportation system, as you mentioned in the beginning, is absolutely essential. So Congress has just, they have not been making the decisions that they need to make in terms of how to fund this program and provide additional revenues to increase investment.
A backlog of some $755 billion in highway projects, about $115 billion in bridges. Dr. Black, as the man said, you start talking about real money when you get into those figures. Where does the Highway Trust Fund? Yeah. Where does that come from? How is the Highway Trust Fund funded?
Well, you and I and your listeners all pay for these investments. Most of the money is collected through the federal gas tax, which is 18.3 cents per gallon. That has not been raised since 1993. So imagine if you had not had a raise in your salary for that long. You couldn't buy much with your salary in those terms. So you've got this static revenue source that has not grown over time. Meanwhile, you have increases in all the prices and costs of doing business and of the materials that are used for highway and bridge construction. So it's created a situation where the revenues coming into the Highway Trust Fund are not enough to cover the needs and the ongoing projects and what we have. So Congress is at a point where at the end of May, they have to provide some additional money for the program. They can either raise revenues, they can continue to borrow money from the general fund, or they could cut the program, which I don't think there's any appetite to do that. But we've been in this situation several times before, and there's no question that it impacts state highway and bridge construction programs, and this is just going to make the situation with the bridges worse if we don't get some type of long-term resolution to the situation.
Let me ask you to pull some numbers right off the top of your head. We're looking at gas prices a dollar to a dollar and a half cheaper than they were a year ago. Nobody really wants to add to that if we can help it, but that may be a harsh reality. So how much of an increase in the federal gas tax would you need to see in order to at least cut into that $755 billion backlog, but also how many jobs, how many dollars in wages might be created if Congress went at this project with a sense of high priority?
Right. That's the one thing. Investment in highway and bridge construction in that network is different from other types of government spending because you do get a long-run benefit and return. So, you know, it would take about 12 cents, an increase of 12 cents in the gas tax to just plug the hole of where we need to be to have kept up with inflation over all these years to make that gas tax whole. If you looked at increasing the rate to 15 cents per gallon, you would start to get a program that at least could start to make a little bit of a dent in some of this this backlog that we have. As you mentioned, the good news is that when you make these investments, they are good for the economy, and they help promote economic growth. When you think of all the time people spend in congestion, the time they spend fixing their cars because of really bad potholes, especially after the winter we've had, people will pay for it one way or another. You either possibly could pay for it through an increased gas tax. That's one option. Or, you know, if you don't address the issues with the system, people will pay for it, again, through increased time in their car, wasting more gas, and the cost of the repairs.
One of the options I've heard is a sort of a user tax or a mileage tax. Those who use those roadways more would pay more. How that would be computed, of course, I'm sure is problematic. Where do you stand on that, or where does the industry stand on that as far as being a solution to the problem other than the gas tax?
Yeah, our industry and our association in particular, we are open to all sorts of ideas. We really want a long-term sustainable solution, though, to the Highway Trust Fund. So we're not, again, just transferring general funds like we've been doing since 2008. So all options are on the table. There's certainly some pilot programs that are out there. In Oregon is one state that's looking at this vehicle miles tax. So, you know, in the longer run, that certainly could be an option. In the short term, with the problem that needs to be fixed within the next 6 weeks or so, you know, that's probably not a viable solution. But as an industry, I think we are certainly open to any option.
Dr. Allison Fremo Black is the chief economist for the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. And let's ask you real quick, Dr. Black, where can we go to find out more about the study and about the situation with our nation's bridges and roads in general?
We have a report and state profiles that are available on our website, and that's www.artba.org.
If you'd like to get more specific about the 2,000 bridges in Ohio, that's 7% of the total in the state, where they are, whether you're driving over them, artba.org/bridges. Tell you right where they are. Dr. Black, thanks a lot for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Take care.